Okay, so the yeah, so yesterday's parsha. So yesterday's parsha. So you have the event of the Bayom HaShmini. So that was really Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rashi says, and Shmini LeMeruyim, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Shehukam HaMishkan Bo Bayom. So that was the day. That was the day of Hakamas HaMishkan. Okay. So, what was the objective of the Hakamas HaMishkan? The objective of the Hakamas HaMishkan was Hashra'as Shechina. The Hashra'as Shechina. Okay. So, there was a number of kabbonis that were brought for Aaron and for Klal Yisrael. Before you could have the Hashra'as Shechina. And apparently with that formula was supposed to bring about the Hashra'as Shechina. But it's interesting because there's a pasuk here that says that they did all the kabbonis. And it's a Vayisa Aaron es yodav alam vayivarchem vayered me'asos achatas v'yolo v'ashlamam. So he did all the, brought all the kabbonis. And then the next pasuk says, vayavo Moshe v'yaron el ol moed. Again, so the question is, why do they go back into Ohel Moed? Okay, that's the question. Why do they go back into Ohel Moed? So Rashi says like this. Rashi says, "Vayava Moshe, Loma Nichnasu." So one shot was to teach him, to learn, to teach Aaron Maisa Ketores. Okay. Dover Acher, Rashi says, Kivan Shiro Aaron. Shekarvu Kola Kabanos. Aaron, so they brought all the Kabanos. Vinasu Kola Masim. Everything was done. Velo Yorda Shechina Yisrael. So the Shechina didn't descend. Hoya Mitztayer, Vomer. He felt bad and he said, Yodei ani shekos HaKadosh Baruch Hu alai. I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry at me because of the Chet HaEgel, it means. U'bishvili lo yorda Shechina l'Yisrael. And because of me, the Shechina didn't descend. Amalo l'Moshe. So he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe ochi, kachos isoli. This is what you did to me. Shenechnasti v'nispayashti. That I went in, I did all these kabbonis, and I was embarrassed that nothing happened. There was no Hashra'as Shechina. Miyad nichnas Moshe imo. So Moshe Benu went in with him. Ubikshu rachamim. They will mispalel v'yorda Shechina l'Yisrael. That's what Rashi says. Okay. So I mean, the question is. And then the next pasuk was the Midas Hashchina. Vateitze Eish Milfnei Hashem Vatechal Al Mizbeach Hasa'ol Vasachalovim Vayar Kolom Vayaronu Vayiplo Apneim. That's the pasuk of Hashra'as Shechina. Okay. So the question is, I mean, why what was this delay? I mean, why was this delay? Really, the pasuk seems very simple and clear. In Shemos, where it says Vasulim Migdash Veshachanti Besocham. So there's a formula there. Vasulim Migdash Veshachanti Besocham. So yeah, in Truma, in the beginning of Truma, Vasulim Veshachanti Besocham. So that was the formula. So they made a Migdash, they brought the Kabbanis, and what was this delay? And apparently it didn't work, in other words. Apparently it didn't work with all the kabbonis and everything. It still there was no Hashra'as Shechina. Okay? That's the question. Okay. So there's an interesting Ramban. Interesting Ramban in the end of Tetzaveh, where the Pasuk says, V'kidashti es o moives o mizbeach. That the pasuk says, "V'na'arati shomal l'vnei Yisrael v'nigdash bechvodi." וקידשתי יש אור מורס המזבח, ואס ארון ויש בונה וקדש לחיין לי. ושכנתי בסוך בני ישראל, וייסי להם ללקים. ויודו כי אני עד השם הלקיהם, אשר הצייסי אוסו מארץ מצרים, לשכני בסוכם. אני עד השם הלקיהם. So the question is, what does this last pasuk add? Because it says before, v'shachanti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, so there will be ashra shechina, v'yisi lohem l'olakim. Then what does this v'yodu, and they'll know, ki ani reshem l'akeyem, asher etzeisi also meretz Mitzrayim, l'shachni v'sochem. What is this additional pasuk? Ani reshem l'akeyem. So there's a Ramban on that pasuk. Interesting Ramban. Ramban says this was a shachti v'sochem. So first he quotes Rashi. Rashi says, Rashi says, L'shoch nivisochem, al-menas lishkona nivisochem. Al-menas, in order. What is Rashi adding? I don't know. But anyway, it's like this. He says, V'yitachin sheyomar, the Yedu Bishokhni Besochem, that they'll know when they see the Ashras Shechina, Ki Aner Hashem Alekeya, Asher Etzesia Osam Eretz Mitzrayim. Ki Yedu Kvodi V'yaminu, She'ani Otzesia Osam Eretz Mitzrayim. So that's the first pshat he says. And the first pshat he says is that the Pasuk is saying that the Ashras Shechina will be a verification for them. A verification for them. That ki yedu kvodi v'yaminu shani yotzei osam eretz Mitzrayim v'uk derech v'hi davel chol derech of maskil. Okay, so the lamed lishochni is like lichol derech of. It really means bishochni v'sochem, not li, but li sometimes means v'hi davel chol derech of maskil is v'hi davel bichol derech of maskil. So lishochni v'sochem means that they'll know that I am the one that took them out of Mitzrayim, b'shochni v'sochem. So the Torah is saying that this will be a conclusive verification. In other words, a constant reminder, a constant verification that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was motzi osam me'eretz Mitzrayim. Because even though they know from the account, the ones that were there knew from being there, and the other ones, future generations, know from the account. But still, the Ashra Shechina is an active verification, an ongoing verification, which will constantly be before their eyes, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out of Mitzrayim. That's the first pshat in the Ramban. But the Ramban says like this. He says, Avol Rab Avram Omar, Rab Avram, the Ibn Ezra says, that ki lo hotzeisi osam me'eretz Mitzrayim rak ba'avur ki eshkon besocham. That the only reason I took them out of Mitzrayim was in order that I should have my Shechina dwell among them. Vizehu, and that's the pasuk tavdun asolakim malahor hazeh. That's what the Ibn Ezra says. Okay, Ibn Ezra, that's the Ibn Ezra. Atam oz yedu, ki lo otzeisi osam mimitzrayim, rak bavur sheyasu li mishkan v'shechanti besocham. That was my objective. Okay, v'zehu tavdun esolakim alohar hazeh. That's what the Ibn Ezra says. That they'll know that the purpose of going out of Mitzrayim is in order that there should be Ashra Shechina. And you take a look at the Ibn Ezra, you don't really understand him. So what is he saying? But the Ramban picked up what he was saying. Sounds like something you just glance over. But the Ramban says no. He says, in Cain, he says, if the Ibn Ezra's idea is correct, he says, Yesh b'inyan sod gadol. There's a very big sod in this pasuk, and in this area. Why? Ki kafi pshat hadavar. Because according to the plain understanding, he says, Hashchina b'Yisrael tzorech hedyot. The purpose of the Shechina in Klal Yisrael is the tzorech of the hedyot, meaning us. Okay? He says, V'lo tzorech gavara. Okay. Avol hu ke'inin she'oma akos of Yisrael asher b'cho espoel. V'oma Yoshua u'matas l'shim ha'gadlu p'sukim ra'ibim bo Cain, evil emotion of low. Po eishav ki evi siha. The kosuv, and the pasuk says, the oretz eskor. Because it says that that's in the end of, by the tochacha, was it the first tochacha or second tochacha? I don't remember now. But it says, the zachatesh bisi Avram, lavish bisi Yitzchok, lavish bisi Yaakov eskor, the oretz eskor. The oretz eskor. So the Ramban says, if that's the case, he says, there's a big sod in this pasuk. What is the sod? And he says, and that's what the Ibn Ezra is saying, really. The Ibn Ezra is saying, and he seems to, he's praising the Ibn Ezra's pshat, that the Ibn Ezra was onto a deep sod. And what is that sod? He says, of course, according to the plain pshat, he says, Shechina b'Yisrael is tzorech hedyot. He says, and not tzorech gavara. But over here, the pasuk is saying that it really is tzorech gavara. Tzorech gavara. So what does Ramban mean here by tzorech gavara? I mean, tzorech gavara, I mean, Kodesh Baruch Hu needs this. That's really against that's basically clear to say Kodesh Baruch Hu needs it. And the Ramban himself says, the Ramban states clearly, and the well-known Ramban in Kisaitse, where the Ramban says, other places too, but the Ramban says that the on the Talmud mitzvah of Kansipor, okay. So Ramban says like this, because the Ramban says about the Rambam, where the Rambam has difficulty with a Chazal, that Chazal say that does a Kodesh Baruch Hu care if you shech the animal from the neck or if you stab him or all the other Diktuke mitzvahs? So the Ramban says like this. So Ramban says, yeah. Yeah, the Ramban first of all talks about the Tam HaMitzvahs, Ramban says. V'zeo inyin she'gozo harav b'mitzvahs she'yesh lam tam mevuah ma'od. Ki b'chol echad tam v'to'eles. In every mitzvah there's a reason and a benefit. V'tikun lo'odom b'lvad. The Tikkun L'Adam, Bilvad, Schoran Me'es HaMitzvah Bahen Yisbarach. In other words, in the Asiyas HaMitzvah himself, the Schar, but the Tam is the essential purpose is the Tikkun L'Adam. And then he goes on, he says like this, and he says, He says, "Avalela Agodesh and Iskashol El Rav Kafi Daiti in Yenachalohem." She Ratzulama. Chazal wanted to say, "She ain't a toelus min. This is like Kodesh Baruch Hu ba'atzmo yisala. There's no benefit to God. Avalat toelus ba'odom atzmo limnoa mimenu nezek to remove a damage or a muno raw or a bad belief or midam aguna or a bad trait or lisko hanisim v'neflos habori yisparach ladasas Hashem." The zehu litzrof bohen. That's what it means. A tzarif bohen asabrias to refine them. He says sheyu ketesef tzarof. He says, Ki atzarif hakesef ein maaseh blotam. He says, the person that refines the silver doesn't do it without a reason. He says, avalotzi menakol sig, to take out all the dross. V'chein ha-mitzvos lahotzi milibeinu kol amuno ra, to remove every bad idea. U'lahodienu ha-emes, and to teach us the truth. U'lezocha tamid, and to constantly remember it. He says, the Lashon Zagara Atzmo Huskro Bilam Deinu. The Pasha Zosachaya, the Chima Echpisla Karas Borchel, Ben Shoche, Behema Vochel, Anocher Vochel, Klumato Moilo, O Klumato Maziko. Do you help him or do you harm him? O Maechpisla, Ben Ochel Taurus, Ochel Tmeos. What does God care if you eat Behemoth Taurus or Tmeos? Im Chachamto, Chachamto Loch. Holo nitnu a mitzvah sala la tsarifus abrios. Shenema, imras at Hashem, imras taros. Venema, call imras ala katsrufa. Lama shehe megin alacha, so it should protect you. Hine mefurj bekanshlo bo loma, ela she'ein hatel eles elov yisale. She yitztarech laora, that you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs the light. Kemechushev min haMenorah, like one would think about the menorah. As one would think at first glance. Even mentioning the niflos, shesiva lasos lezechel tzitzusam ma'isa breishis einat alas lo, rak sheneda anachnu ha'emes v'nizkabo, and we should be zocha at sheniyah ruuli ruuyim lios megin aleinu, that's the purpose in order to protect us. Ki diburenu v'zochrenu b'niflosov me'efes v'so nechshvolo. Our mentioning of the niflos is absolutely nothing before him. Okay, so he goes on to explain. So he says mitzvah, and he repeats again, l'zakek es nafshosenu k'mo shomotav lo seshaktsos nafshosechem. And im kain kulam latoa losenu bulvad. He repeats it again and again. Vizem muskim b'chol divir avaseh. There's nobody that argues on that. Okay. So the question is, so what does the Ramban mean? And that's the Yesod Nedos. What's the Yesod Nedos? And then he quotes the Tefillah, Tefillah Yom Kippur, Ma'atav Dal Danish Mirosh, Kimim Yom Lecha Ma'atasa, Vim Yitzchak Ma'it and Lach, V'chein Amar B'tol, L'tol, repeats it again and again and again to make sure that everybody has that idea clear. So the question is, so what does Ramban mean over here by this Sod Gadol, on L'shochni B'sochom, that it's not as you would think, which is, The purpose is the itzarech hedyod, but it's itzarech gavoa. What kind of possibility of a itzarech gavoa we'll be talking about here? If you take the Ramban on the surface, it's basically against the holy sod of kolatar kula. Yisrael Yadas and it's the wrong idea of God, and it's fear, basically. Okay, that's the question. Okay. Ramban is really sharp on that one, boy. You have to really give the Ramban credit for pulling it out like that. You would read that over, you would not even notice it. But the Ramban pulls it out. It's amazing. You see the sharpness of Chachmei Yisrael. Even the Ibn Ezra, of course, is the author of it. There's a Mardash Maitzah. But the Ramban caught it because all he says is very briefly. He says, Oz yedu ki lo hotzeisi osom mi Mitzrayim rak ba'avur sheyasu li mishkan v'shechanti b'sacham. That's all he says, basically, okay? That's all the Ibn Ezra says. Ramban says what he's saying is a big sod. What the Ibn Ezra is saying is a big sod, sod gadol. What is a sod? The sod is basically just in his words that it's not tzorech hedyot, but it's tzorech gavoa. He says that's what he means. He means tzorech gavoa. That's Because the Lashon is, according to what the Ibn Ezra is saying, is that God's doing it for that purpose. For that purpose. It means that that's God's objective. You see? So it's not Tzarech Hedya. Yeah, but everything is, Kol HaTorah Kula is God's objective. But Kol HaTorah Kula is everything. What's the Tzarech? The Tzarech is like the Ramban explains clearly in where I quoted you from on the mitzvah of Kansipa, that everything really is only for man, and to think that God has any benefit is basically kfira. So what does he mean over here? That's the question. But you see the danger of taking the words of a thinker and of a great thinker in one spot, where you think the Lashon, you think you have the Lashon over there, and you think you understand what it means, but you can't do that with a person that's a great genius, because you don't know what he means. Yeah. Okay. That's the question. All right. Okay. So the question is, we have to differentiate between Tzorach Hedyot, what is meant by Tzorach Hedyot, and what is meant by Tzorach Kavala. That's the question. Okay? I mean, Vasily Mikdash is a mitzvah like any other mitzvah. I mean, it's every mitzvah is the same. The whole Kol HaTorah Kula. Yeah. I think what the Ramban is saying is, Let me take something else, okay? Yeah. Just give me a second. With the Ramban, let's just define the Ramban, what the Ramban is saying, okay? And then we'll try to show a manifestation of his idea. But let's just try to get his idea first in general terms, okay? And in general terms, the question is, what is the difference between Tzorach Gavoha and Tzorach Hedyot? That's the question that we have to understand. You see, I think what the Ramban means is like this. What the Ramban means, you see, Tzorach Hedyot means, Tzorach Hedyot means because of Adam. Because of the nature of Adam. For instance, Bria Sa'olam, is that Tzorach Hedyot or Tzorach Gavoha? What would you answer? Tzorach Gavoha. That's it. Tzorach Gavoha means God's will. That's what Tzorach Gavoha means. Tzorach Hedyot means because of man. That man is the one that did something because of a weakness in his nature. You see, that because of that weakness, so the Midas HaRachmim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps man and does something. You see. So Tzorach Hedyot in the Ramban really means it's because of the chait of Adam. That's what it means. See. Tzorach Hedyot means because Adam is a chote, and a person can't help himself. He's always being a chote. And even the greatest person is a chote. So because man is a chote, so that's why you need the mikdash. Actually, the Ramban is really excluding a pshat of one of the gedolei mafarshim. And that pshat is the pshat of the Sforno. The Sforno says that the only reason that we had the Mishkan is because of the fact of the egel. The Egel Azov, that originally the Sforno is a very novel pshat, but the Sforno says that originally the pasuk says Mizbach Adama Tasali, and B'chol Amakom Efta Matantar B'chol Amakom Asher Asker Hashemi Avo Elecha Ve'rachticha. So the Sforno says that there was no need for anything else. There was no need for any clay zov and clay kesef and anything. It was B'chol Amakom Asher Asker Hashemi. But then because and the luchos were given. The only thing they were supposed to receive was the luchos. But the Sforno says it in a few places. He says it on the in the end of Yisro, and he says it also in the beginning of Vayiten El Moshe, in the beginning of by the Egel Azov. So he says that only because of the Cheta Egel. The Cheta Egel was what made the Mishkan necessary. Then he says the Yordu Mimalosam. And since they were Yordu Mimalosam, then they needed the medium of the Mishkan. But originally they were supposed to be on a higher level. You see. But because they were Chote, so that's why the Mishkan was necessary. So basically, that's what the Ramban means to exclude. According to the Sephorno, really, the Mishkan and the Ashras Ashchina is Tzorech Hedyot. That's Tzorech Hedyot. It means because of the low level that man brought himself to through the Chet Ha'egel. And the Ramban, you see, there's a kind of a consistency in that whole Ramban. Because first the Ramban says, you see, Yedu kvodi v'aminu shani otzesi osom me'eretz Mitzrayim. So he says, v'yitachin shem v'yodu b'shochni b'solchom, they will know b'shochni b'solchom, ki yedu shem alakehem asher otzesi osom me'eretz Mitzrayim, ki yedu kvodi v'aminu shani otzesi osom me'eretz Mitzrayim. Hu g'derech v'yidav l'chol d'rachal maskil. Okay, ki yad bochata liven yishah. So there the Ramban is explaining the first way. That's what he means by Tzorech Hedyot. That really wouldn't be necessary. Because what's the purpose? To remind them of Yetzias Mitzrayim and to make them constantly aware that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Motzi Osam Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So that's because of the weakness of the people. What do they need it for? I mean, they Yetzias Mitzrayim, they know Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the answer is as much as they know it intellectually, but man is weak, and man tends to remove his mind from things that he doesn't wish to be involved with all the time, difficult areas, so he tries to forget about it. So therefore, the Ashrash Shechina is something which, because of the weakness of man, they will be constantly attuned to Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the first shot. You see, that's what the Ramban means by Tzorech Hedya, basically. But Tzorech Gavoa means something else. So now what does Tzorech Gavoa mean? So what does that's once you understand Tzorech Hedya, so now you have to understand what Tzorech Gavoa is. So what is Tzorech Gavoa? How would you define Tzorech Gavoa?
Didn't you already say that it's God's will?
So the answer is, that it's God's will. Okay, it's not because even if man is on a perfect level, even if man isn't deficient, even if he doesn't forget about Yetzias Mitzrayim, even if he didn't commit the Chet Ha'egel, still it's God's will. You see, that's what the Ramban is saying. That the Ibn Ezra, if you catch carefully what he says very quickly, he means that he says kilo tzeisi osom mitzrayim rak ba'avur sheyasuli mishkan v'shachanti besocham v'chein tavdu nesol kim al ha'or hazeh. What does it mean? It means to say that that's intrinsically God's will. No matter how perfect man is, Ashras Shechina is his will. It's not because of a deficiency in man. You see, that's what the Ramban means. Tzorech Gavoa. Tzorech Gavoa means it's God's will. Okay? He says, and that's the Sod Gadol. That's the Sod Gadol. Yes. So that's the next question. So now you see that Tzorech Gavoa means it's God's will. Like Brias Olam. We call it Tzorech Gavoa. What does it mean, Tzorech Gavoa? It means that that's his intrinsic will. It's not because of a deficiency in man. So that's what the Ibn Ezra is saying, really. That's before, even if they're perfect. When Yetzias Mitzrayim, there was no chayt in Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that was the beginning. So even though they live on the most perfect level and they take advantage of all the lessons of Yetzias Mitzrayim, still, l'shachni v'socham, that intrinsically it's God's will that there should be a Mikdash, there should be a Mishkan, and there should be Ashra Shechina. That's what he's saying. So what is the reason for that? You're right. I mean, we have a right to ask. So what's the reason for it? So what's the answer?
I mean, in general, for God's will, ultimately, it can't give a reason. You could just formulate it to some degree.
Yeah, but I see. You can't give a reason why, like the Rambam says, you can't give a reason why God did something, because then it's an endless circle. So ultimately, you just have to say it's his chachma. Okay, that's correct. But I think you're right on this. Why? Because you could say that in general, where it doesn't deal with man. You see, then you could say that that's God's will. Like the Rambam says, the creation of the universe. Can't say the creation of the universe is for man, because there's many parts of the universe that don't affect man. It's simply God's will to create the universe. It's only egocentric people that say the whole thing is that. But
man is part of the creation.
Yeah, you can't. I know it's part of creation, but you can't say everything is created just for man. So that's what the Rambam says. It's because man is part of the creation. That's correct. And in the creation, there are things for man. That's true. But to say the whole creation is just for man, that's nonsensical. Okay. So the question is, but over here we're dealing with something which obviously is a function for man, Ashra Shechina. As a matter of fact, the Ashra Shechina is something which intrinsically, if you read all the psukim in Divrei Yomim and in Malachim, on the contrary, that the whole idea is an absurdity. So it was Midas Anvasanusa Shalakarash Barhu that of Ashra Shechina. That's like Va'ered Latzilo Miad Mitzrayim. It's a Yerida. So you can't say that it's something which is just intrinsically God's will. It's intrinsically his will in what sense? I mean, we have to understand in what sense. We use the word intrinsic, but in what sense? That's the important thing to define. In what sense is it intrinsically as well? It's not intrinsically as well like Bria Shemayim V'aretz. Okay? So in what sense, how would you define it as being intrinsic? In what sense is it intrinsic? Yes?
To the creation of man.
That's correct. It means that man, even if he lives in the most perfect state, still needs Ashra Shechina. Why? Because there's something in Ashra Shechina that gives a person knowledge, a certain knowledge that no matter how good he is, he simply would not be able to attain that chachma, that perspective, that chachma, that knowledge. That's what the Ramban means. That's the sod. Okay, that's the sod. The sod is, if it's tzorech, but the Rambam means by tzorech hedyot is that it's because of man's weakness. What the Rambam means by tzorech gavoa means that when God created man, he created man with the idea, with the knowledge that man is going to need something. What is he going to need? As perfect as he is, he's going to need Ashra Shechina. Of course, it doesn't mean every man. It doesn't mean that Moshe Rabbeinu needed it, but it means for man, for Klal Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu is always a family. But for Klal Yisrael, it's necessary. For man, it's necessary to have Ashra Shechina. Yes.
Does Ashra Shechina necessarily mean the Mishkan? Sforno.
Ramban is rejecting the Sforno's idea. It's a rejection of the Sforno.
Okay.
But the Ramban is, the Ramban's first shot is all, he's rejecting his first shot too. It's not a matter of, that's what he's saying. He's saying that's the sod of the Ibn Ezra. That's the sod of the Ibn Ezra. That's what he's saying. Saying Pshuto Shel Mikra can tolerate the first shot, that is Sorach Hedyot. But he says that what the Ibn Ezra is saying is a different idea. That it's not simply Sorach Hedyot, but it's Sorach Gavar. It's Sorach Gavar. And that's why so if it's Sorach Gavar, if it is Sorach Gavoa, so then the question we have to ask is, what is it? Not Sorach Gavoa intrinsically, like I mentioned, that on the contrary, that it really is a Yerida, and that's what Rashi says, that Hinei Shemayim Shmei Shemayim Lo Yichal Kaluchav Afki Amakam Azeh, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mitzamtzem Shchinoso. It means to say that he's lowering, he's making an accommodation for man. Basically, it's an accommodation for man that really intrinsically it doesn't make any sense. A bias doesn't make any sense. But it's an accommodation for man because man needs this on his level in order to raise him to a higher level. But it's not an intrinsic idea. Chas v'shalom, intrinsic idea is kfirah. So you see that this is really tzorech gavoa in a different sense. Not intrinsic tzorech gavoa, but tzorech gavoa insofar as the creation of man is concerned. That even though man lives, even though Klal Yisrael would live a correct life, but nevertheless they would have to have Hashra. That's what I would say, Samar Tzayim, L'shach Nivesochem. That's the soda of the Ibn Ezra, that's what the Ramban is saying. But now we really should try to progress a little further. So can we define, what that element is? That even if Klal Yisrael is living on the highest level, that they still must have the Ashra Shechina? What more could we add to this? Stop here and say that's it. We answered the kasha. But over here we're interested more than answering the kasha. We're trying to gain some knowledge, some yedias Hashem from the idea, which is that's the purpose of it. So what is the general area that this Sorach Gavoa expresses itself in? What is the general area? Yes, anybody? Yes, and I'm buying quotes from Sukkim. Yes, go ahead.
The Mishkan is a semblance of Sinai. It makes sense. This is so technical.
Yeah. One second. I'm not questioning that. I want to understand what is it driving at? Okay. Aval hu kinyin shama akosu Yisrael asher b'cho aspar. V'omar Yeshua ma tasa l'shimcha gadol. Hu psukim rabin bo kain. Evil emotion law. So he says the mashmaya said psukim is like the Ibn Ezra. Uma and po eshev ki evisio the kasa v'oratzesko. What does it do with oratzesko? Oratzesko is v'chatas b'si Avram, v'afas b'si Yaakov esko v'oratzesko. What does it mean v'oratzesko? What does Ramban bring the raya from v'oratzesko? What is v'oratzesko? The Ramban is saying that the implications are very. It's amazing how the Ramban, you see the greatness of the Ramban. V'oretz eskor means the implication is that this is necessary for the kol aretz. This is necessary for the whole world. See, v'oretz eskor. What is it, v'oretz eskor? It should say for kol Yisrael, v'zachatis brisi Avram, brisi Yisrael, brisi Yaakov. And then I'll bring back the Mikdash and Ashrosh. You know, what's v'oretz eskor? V'oretz eskor means the whole purpose of the whole Oretz will be fulfilled. So it will be fulfilled. So what is so what is what? No, he's learning Oretz Yisrael means the Oretz, the land. No. He's learning means the whole Oretz. Gracious Baruch Hu, Shemayim v'Oretz. Not the Oretz Yisrael.
I was talking about
Yeah, I know, but the pshat, the plain pshat is not, what do you mean the oretz? It's the people that the oretz eskor is saying. Oretz eskor means the kol oretz. Malach kol oretz kvado. So that's what the Ramban is saying. Oretz eskor, the semantics of oretz eskor is the whole world. So, and that really is the better pshat. I mean, oretz eskor, I mean, the entire Bria. So what does it mean? So now, how would you put it into a formula? So what's the formula? What is the formula? The formula is what? The formula is, go ahead.
The will is Gilshnah.
That the Kvod Hashem could never be realized fully without Hashraah Shekhinah. That's what the pasuk is. That's what the Ramban is saying. That the Kvod Hashem could never be realized fully without the Hashraah Shekhinah. Without the Hashraah Shekhinah. Okay? So now the question is that how? I mean, is there any insight that we could have here in terms of this idea, this concept, that the Kvod Hashem, I mean, could not be realized without the Hashraah Shekhinah. One step further. Yeah. In yesterday's Kriya, in the Yom HaShemini, so it's interesting. Vateitzei eish milifnei Hashem vatochal al mizbeach esaol vasachalovim Vayar kolom vayaronu vayiplu apneim. So yeah. So what does it mean? It says vayaronu. Rashi's ketaguma v'shabochu. So it was an awesome experience. And he said the Yonason Tirgim Yonason says v'chomun kol ama v'odun v'isrechinu b'tzlo alan peon. It's rechinu b'tzlo means they bowed down, ishtachavoya. And there was ishtachavoya. And the Pirshon says, sheyodu b'tfilosim b'kriya v'ishtachavoya. Hama'ore kavona gedola. So it was a phenomenal and awesome recognition of the Kvod Hashem. That's vayar kolom vayironu vayiplo pneya. Now it's interesting. Right after that, vayikchu v'nei Aaron nodav aviyu ish machtaso v'yitu v'nei eish v'yisimu l'akataris v'teitze eish m'lefnei Hashem v'tok l'osom v'yimus l'fnei Hashem. So there was the misas b'nei Aaron, and then you have Moshe Rabbeinu gave divrei tanchumen to his brother. Hu asher dibar Hashem lemo b'krov v'yakoresh al p'nei cholom ekoved. So Rashi says, what does Rashi say? He says, so Rashi says, Heichon Diber. Where does it say, where do you have that pasuk? What is he quoting? So Rashi says, V'no'adati shomol of Ne'yisrov v'nigdash b'chvodi. And Shmos. Al toma b'chvodi ela b'mechu bodai. Omale Moshe li Aaron. So Moshe said to Aaron, Aaron Ochi, Yodeya ha'yisi sheyiskade shabayis ben yudov. I knew that the Migdash, that the Mishkan will become niskadesh through those who are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ben yudov shalmakom. V'yisi savor, and I thought, O bi o bach. Either it'll be me or you. Ach shavro ani shehim gedol nimenu nimeka. So, now I see that they were greater. So what kind of divrei tanchumen? But apparently Moshe Rabbeinu was saying an interesting thing here, because Moshe Rabbeinu says, I knew that this would be necessary. Why is it necessary? What does it mean he knew that this is necessary? Why does that have to be necessary? You see, and what is the idea over there? What is the concept? You see? But the concept over here is, I believe what the concept over here is, that the, you see, the Kvod Shamayim is always Nismait through the Kvod Basar Adam. You see, the two are mutually exclusive. You see. So people always have a feeling, or are always looking for security in some person, in some individual. So man looks for somebody who he could think to himself, this person is with Hashem. So you feel a certain security in relating to this person. He's a tzaddik with Hashem. And insofar as that feeling is concerned, you see, that feeling takes away from the Kvod Shamayim, you see. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said, that Yodeya Hayisi sheyiskadesh habayis b'myudav shal makom. Why is it b'myudav shal makom? Because what it demonstrates is that lefnei Hashem, there's nobody. Nobody. In other words, there is no such thing as an individual that is so-called, like a person would imagine, he's special lefnei Hashem. And with him, we could have a certain feeling of security. But that's really the hepach of reality. That the distance between the greatest man and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, O Bi O Bach, which means even Moshe Rabbeinu, even Aaron, the Kiddush, the Kvod Shamayim is Nisgala, that's Vayar Kol Ha'om Vayaronu, the Kavod HaMakom through Ashras Shechina is that Hein Bikdosh of Lo Yamin. And there are notes that there's no one in his presence, everyone is nothing. There's no such thing as a tzaddik. Because the Kvod Hashem, what is possible in the end of Shmos? That Bifnei Hashem, when there's Kvod Hashem, man is non-existent. No man is existent. So the Kvod Hashem of the Hashra Shechina, the Iskalas, that is the cover of the Iskalas Shechina. Yeah. The Layochal Moshe Lov Alav Moi Kishochan Alav Ha'anan. Uchvod Hashem Molei Asa Mishkan. That's really the Kvod Hashem. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Moshe Rabbeinu said that he knew that because of man's nature, man looks for some kind of a tzaddik, some kind of a person that he feels he can find some security. That this person, this is the tzaddik. He is the one that's lifnei Hashem. But the truth of the matter is that the Kvod Shamayim, the Ashra Shechina, is the exclusion of that idea. The exclusion of that idea. And interesting is that's really in the beginning of Shemini. Vayehi bayom haShemini kar Moshe l'Aaron u'levana u'lezikne Yisrael. Vayomer l'Aaron, kach l'cho egel ben boko l'chatas, v'ayel l'olat mimin. So Rashi says, kach l'cho egel lo'di Hashem achapelo HaKadosh Baruch Hu al yedei egel zeh, al maise ho'egel she'osa. So here you have the first day of the Mishkan, first day of Ashra Shechina, and the greatest Kohen Gadol is entering to bring the Korbanos. And how does he enter? He enters as a chote. He enters as a chote. There's a chote in the Maase HaEgel. So the Kvod Shamayim, the Vayar Kol Ha'om Vayaronu, the Kvod Shamayim is the recognition that there's no one that can lay claim to a tzaddik b'fanav. Hein b'kdosh of lo yamin. That the distance between the greatest human being and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. And that's what Chazal say, that's the Gemara of Yechanan. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu covered Moshe Rabbeinu was in the cave, in the Myra. The Lashna Pasuk the Sakosi Chapi Alech Adovri. So not the eye, not the hole is small as the eye of a needle could have been in that covering, because Moshe Rabbeinu would not be able to be Omed Lifnei Ora. So what is the kiyum of the kvod Shemayim of Ashur Hashchina? That is the kiyum. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. So that was the Tanchum of Moshe Rabbeinu to Aaron. What he told them was that it's true, it's a tragedy that they died, but simultaneously, it added to the Kvod Shemayim, to the cover of the Yom, that it demonstrated the cover of and the Mora of Ashur Hashchina. That's the Kvod Hashem. That's the concept. So that's really why the first question that I started with was Vasil Mikdash Shachanti B'Socham. So how come there was trouble over there? But Aaron said that I know it's because of my chait. You see that fellow that says I know it's because that Shakosam Makam Allah. Because the answer is there's no guarantee for Ashur Hashchina. There's no guarantee for Ashur Hashchina. Even though it says Va'asuli Migdash Shachanti B'Socham, it's Al Menas. That's true. You must have Migdash. That's a Tanai. But a guarantee for Ashur Hashchina, there's no guarantee. Because if the wrong ideas exist among the people, then there's no Ashur Hashchina. And that's why you see, even on that day, it wasn't a simple matter. But apparently at first there was no Ashur Hashchina. There was no Ashur Hashchina. They weren't Roy. And only because the only reason they were Zocha was because of the fact that Aaron reflected on his chait, and then they went back into Ohel Moed and they were Mespalel, and then there was Ashur Hashchina. So the idea of Ashur Hashchina, that's what the Ramban means, that the idea of Ashur Hashchina is a tzorach gavoa. It means that through Ashur Hashchina, there is the greatest limud insofar as Adam is concerned of the Kvod Hashem, of the great Kvod Hashem. So that's the sod of the Ibn Ezra. Yes?
Would it be fair to say that's
why? I mean, Avodah Kapara.
Right.
That the Kapara saw them. That's correct. That's good. Yeah. I mean, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, really, was the fact that the Misas B'nai Aaron really made the idea of the Tanchumen. It wasn't just simply Divrei Tanchumen, just to make him feel better. It was true. It meant that the Misas B'nai Aaron really taught Klal Yisrael that idea. And that idea was necessary. That Hein B'Kedosh of Lo Yamin, that the Kvod Hashem is completely something completely other, far removed from the world of man. Even the greatest tzaddik. I think he says, I thought, be a bach, even the greatest person. But the Kvod Shemayim is a phenomenon which is qualitatively beyond man in any way. And actually the Misas B'nai Aaron, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling him Divrei Emes, that the Misas B'nai Aaron really brought into focus the very concept of what Kvod Shemayim really is. And that's really that's Lashochni B'Socham. That's the concept of Lashachni B'Socham.
Yes.
That's great.
You don't have that.
That's great. That's very good. That's very good. That's very good. Very good. Very good. Very good. And that's why it says, now I know that they were greater. Because it would have to be the greatest person. It would have to be the greatest person. He means in some way. He doesn't mean greater. The word in Yahadis, I keep repeating this, but in Yahadis, greater doesn't mean like we think of it in an infantile sense. Oh, he's the greatest. You see, it means to say on a certain level. Doesn't mean that they're greater than Moshe Rabbeinu or greater tzaddikim than Aaron. But what he means is, in they were greater in a certain sense that they were the appropriate vehicle. As a vehicle of bringing across this idea, they were greater. And that requires a certain greatness, you see. Not necessarily a greater tzaddik, you see. But there was greatness there insofar as their position in Klal Yisrael. In their position in Klal Yisrael, they were greater insofar as achieving that goal of demonstrating and making manifest the true idea of Kvod Shamayim and Ashra Shchina. Okay? The Ashra Shchina can take, the chronology is not necessary, not necessarily has to be in that specific order. But I mean, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashra Shchina, so, and the idea of the Ashra Shchina emerged, had to come about. It had to come about. And they were the ones that were the vehicle. That was a different temperament. Like their death was not simply a death for nothing. But their death was a kium in the very essence of the idea of Kvod Shamayim. That's really the idea. That's Bekrovaya Kodesh. That's Bekrovaya Kodesh. That's the concept. Okay. Yes. Man's knowledge is very, very limited. But just because man's knowledge is limited, it doesn't mean he can't know anything. The Divrei Tanchumen were, that was Divrei Tanchumen to Aaron, that his sons were great, and they were an instrument and a vehicle of expressing and bringing forth the idea of the Kvod Shamayim. That's Divrei Tanchumen? That's Divrei Tanchumen? Okay. So you mean the Ramban, getting back to Ramban, L'shachni V'socham. It means that the Ibn Ezra saw, which means that the purpose of Ashra Shchino and Klal Yisrael is that the true idea of the Kvod Hashem should always be in the nation. That's really the purpose. See, that true idea of the Kvod Hashem, that the Kvod Hashem is beyond anything that man can imagine, that even the greatest man is nothing in God's presence, that idea, the fact that we had Ashra Shchina, that was the purpose of the Ashra Shchina, that concept of the Kvod Hashem should always be before man's eye, see, and for the entire world, so that when a person saw the Ashra Shchina, or he knew of the Ashra Shchina, he knew which way to guide himself in terms of limud, in terms of direction, and where the greatest fulfillment of the purpose of man lies, in which direction. Ashra Shchina was really the existence of the Ashra Shchina was something that was constantly before man's eyes, so that his goal should never deviate from the essence of this idea, you see, and that his whole essence is to gain insight, greater and greater insight into the recognition of the Kvod Hashem. That was really, that's V'Haaretz Eskol. That was the purpose for Klal Yisrael, and that was the purpose for the entire world. And that really, that's Tzorach Gavoah. That's the Tzorach Gavoah.
That's the result of
action. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that act, does that act in order that man should have the proper idea of the Kvod Hashem, that is the awareness. Very good. Maxim is right. That's right. That's correct. You're right. You know, the Atzilei Bnei Yisrael. They tried to get too close. That's correct. The punishment was held off. The Atzilei Bnei Yisrael. Yeah, because it was postponed till later. That's correct. But they were trying to get too close. That's a very good point. That's a very good point. That that they were trying to get too close, and that was exactly the chait. And the chait was that they misjudged the distance between their intellect and between the perception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's, you're right. They misjudged that distance. And that really is, that's very good. And that's why that was the limud. That's why that was the limud. The limud is the distance. That's the limud. That's the limud. The distance is something which is painful for man. And it's the reason why Yahadus is not accepted, because people are looking for something other, and the Ein Od Milvado is the very greatest challenge for the human being. But that's what it is. The Torah does not dilute the challenge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a Migdash and Ashra Shechina and the opportunity for man to have the greatest opportunity, it says Sar Gavoah, for man to be in the best position to have the correct framework and the correct ideas. But nevertheless, it's still the greatest difficulty for man. It's not because of misuse of the Bechira. That's what it means. It's not Sarah Chedya. It's a limud on the highest level. That's the purpose of Ashra Shechina. Yes.
I'm not sure.
It's Machlekes. Machlekes one was there Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabban. So that means that there was human ambition. Human ambition. Human ambition has no place in the presence of the Kvod Hashem. The other one was the other idea was Shikras. Shikras is when man's intellectual faculty is compromised. That's why Shikras Abara. And like the Rav said, that you can't go into the Migdash unless you're able to give a Ra. So the Migdash demands that a person must be Matahir himself, and his Machshava must be on the highest level. He must recognize that by nature, he's instinctual. By nature, he's Yetzalei Vodam Raman Urov. But he still has the ability to remove himself from the instinctual and to be Omid Lifnei Hashem. But shikras means that that's not necessary. It's a denial of that process, and it's attributing some kind of natural virtue to man, and the difference is we don't say that man is intrinsically of value. Like the Gemara, like Chazal say, a person can be the biggest Talmud Chacham, but if it's Talmud Mistalekis and he loses himself in a moment, he's like a tippish. He lost it. So there is no such thing as a person just, he's reached a level and now like in other attainments, a person is a great athlete. So now he's the great athlete, whether he's relaxing, whatever he's doing, he's the great athlete. So he's attained the level. In our system, in the system of Torah, you never attain a level. It's only while the person is vigilant and knows the MS and he knows he has the Tzelem Elokim which he can utilize under certain conditions, and that's the only time that he is really of value. Otherwise, if he slips back, he just becomes nothing. It's Sof Enech Abov Enenu. If he loses the Chachma, it's gone, and there is no intrinsic virtue in man. Man is capable of virtue, but only as long as he's aware of the fact that it requires certain conditions constantly and certain moments. In certain moments, he's in reality. In certain moments, he's virtuous. but the virtue is contingent upon certain conditions. That's a difficult idea for a person that's not an egocentric idea. That goes against man's nature. Man wants to feel I gained something. I became a tzaddik. I'm on a certain level. I'm on a certain madriga. He could be on the biggest madriga, and in a moment he could slip and lose it. There's no intrinsic idea of virtue in man. Shikras means it doesn't matter. So right now I can't think, but I'm still a tzaddik. The isser of shikras is that I don't care who you are. You're the greatest talmid chacham. But in one moment of shikras, he's null and void. He's nothing. He's reduced to a completely instinctual level. See, that concept is that idea of perfection is a difficult idea for man to accept, because a person that by nature wants to feel he gained, he achieved, he accomplished, he's somebody. That's the nature of man. But what Yehadas denies such a thing. Yeah, I just deny such. Yes, that's a good point. Michael mentioned that they were. That's a very good, very good point. That they were really the ones that were. They were the ones that were the future. They would take over. That's why one of the Chazal say that one of the Chatoyim was that they said Masa Yemusi Shnei Zekenim Alola, that they were waiting for the Mises Moshe and Aaron so that they could take over, but. That's similar to the other Maralach of the Rabbi. I mean, it was human ambition, but it shows you also that they were in that position. They were in that position, and that position was the was not a small position. It was a position of godless, and that was the Tanchuman. Their godless was used for Klal Shemayim. So that was the Tanchuman to Aaron. You can't feel really bad about the Misa because there's a good aspect to the Misa. That their misa was used for the greatest purpose that a human being can accomplish to demonstrate the Kvar Hashem. That was David Tanchuman. Yes. You can't speak in terms of necessitate. Necessitate, only God knows. Man does not necessitate.
The reason why I'm asking is
because what Moshe Rabbeinu said? That's what I'm saying. You have to understand the context of these statements. What Moshe Rabbeinu said was what he thought. It doesn't mean that he knows what has to happen. That is that's lo machshavosai machshavosaychan. I mean, that's the infinite distance. But Moshe Rabbeinu has a right to say an idea. That his idea was that the Am was really not Roy, and they needed a demonstration. And then the whole purpose of the Kvod Shemayim was Niskayim al Yodam. That much we could say. Can't say more than that. Yeah. The Nigdash, it's interesting. The Nigdash Bechvodi, al Tikru Bechvodi, ela Bemechubadai. The Nigdash Bechvodi means that the Kedusha, what is the Kedusha of Nigdash? It's the great Kvod Shemayim. The Kvod Shemayim, you see. And al Tikri Bechvodi, ela Bemechubadai. That the Mechubadai, the downfall of the Mechubadai, the Misa of the Mechubadai, is that vehicle which brings about the Kvodi. Because that shows the infinite distance between the Mechubad and between the Kvod Shemayim. See, that's right, exactly in the pasuk. Very good. Good pasuk.
Anyone who'd like to give money for Moshe Skitzen to Yad Yeshaya, collecting money for Pesach?